Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. Kamala Harris. Key fact 1. The background and resume of Kamala Harris. Harris received her start in politics in the mid-1990s thanks to former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. This fact is not in dispute. Brown, who was 60 at the time and Speaker of the California State Assembly, was dating Harris, 30 at the time, when he appointed her to two different California state boards, the California Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board and the California Medical Assistance Commission. Mayor Brown also supported Harris in her successful 2003 run for San Francisco District Attorney. In a 2019 San Francisco Chronicle article, Brown wrote, "Yes, we dated. It was more than 20 years ago. Yes, I may have influenced her career by appointing her to two state commissions when I was Assembly Speaker, and I certainly helped her with her first race for district attorney in San Francisco." Key fact number 2. Harris as Joe Biden's right-hand woman. While it is known that Kamala Harris performed the role of border czar, to which she was appointed by Joe Biden in March 2021, and during which period the United States saw an unprecedented 10 to 20 million illegal border crossings, Kamala Harris more notably played an essential role in all of the Biden administration's policies. According to Joe Biden's former domestic policy advisor, Susan Rice, Kamala Harris has been an integral architect and executor of the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. But this notion that she somehow doesn't deserve credit for and isn't part of and wasn't an integral architect of the Biden-Harris administration agenda is not only false, it's frankly somewhat bizarre and offensive. Key fact number 3. Kamala's actual policies. Though she has been known to change her positions quite frequently depending on political winds, Kamala Harris has supported a host of policies throughout her political career, which many Americans would define as extreme left, including mandatory gun buybacks, defunding the police, taxpayer-funded gender transition of prisoners, a ban on fracking, Medicare for all, amnesty for illegal immigrants, and it surprises many to find out that she was the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which gave the IRS unprecedented invasive power into Americans' personal financial decisions, including the monitoring of and taxation of tips. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show, Louder with Crowder, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.